And the story is true, it's true, of the young go-getter from Braddock, Pennsylvania, who entered the chemistry laboratory of the Edgar Thompson Steelworks at the age of 16. He moved over to the Homestead Steelworks 5 years later in 1887. He became superintendent of the plate mill 2 years after that. Superintendent of the armor plate department 4 years after that. He succeeded Charles M. Schwab as general superintendent 4 years later. And he became president of Carnegie Steel after 4 more years had passed. In the year 1903, at the age of 37, he became president of United States Steel Corporation. United States Steel. As an industrialist, Big Bill Corey had it all. But this is the rest of the story. As well known as Bill Corey was as a capitalist, he was equally renowned as a playboy. His wife of 20 years, faithful and long-suffering, was determined, despite all she suspected, to make the marriage work. But then Laura Corey's suspicions matured into absolute knowledge, a truth she found intolerable. There was another woman. Oh, it was not just a fling. It was a relationship, as we call them these days. A young actress named Maybelle Gilman, with whom Bill was apparently, hopelessly, helplessly infatuated. Laura confronted her husband with the matter. No reliable record of what was said exists, but this much we do know. Shortly thereafter, Laura Corey vanished. I mean, she just disappeared. One day she's there, and the next day she's not. Tabloid reporters who had been keeping up with this explosive story suddenly found it on their front pages. Where was the wife of the multi-millionaire steel baron? Everybody demanded to know. Well, the answer should have been obvious. Laura Corey had left her husband, and she'd gone off to seek a divorce. So what, he thought? Even after Laura filed, it would take at least a year for a divorce to be granted. Maybe by that time, his wife would even change her mind, and Big Bill would not be stuck with the Big Bill. But history relates that Laura Corey went ahead and won the divorce. And by the way, she won a $2 million settlement along with it. That's big by today's standards. By the standards of those days, the first decade of this century, that was an enormous, an unprecedented divorce settlement. And moreover, she shocked her husband and the nation by winning her divorce so quickly. Well, here's how. Laura's attorneys did some deep research. They learned of a place, the only place like it, where a divorce could be finalized in 6 months. Well, when that hit the papers, that there was now a place where you could get a divorce in 6 months, hordes of divorce seekers followed the trail of Laura Corey to Nevada. To Nevada. That state's six-month divorce law had been on the books for years, but nobody had paid any attention to it. It had attracted practically no attention until Big Bill Corey's wife hung him out to dry. Now, all of your life, you have heard of the quickie Reno divorce? Well, now you know the rest of the story.
Protecting what matters on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. Brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. PWM is the broadcast that helps you become better shoppers and buyers of services and products to protect various aspects of your life, health, and property. We also explore current events, our history, community, institutions, and local treasures that are notable and worth preserving. As you can tell, if you were here for the first half hour, we are finally back to the normal Protecting What Matters themes music and timing, so hopefully we'll be good for the next hour. We have great guests. We have the podcast team of Martha McBride and Lori Budd. Martha's podcast is My Aloof Vagina, A Cheeky Guide to Perimenopause, and Lori Budd, who you've met before, is a local winemaker, Dracena Winery. In fact, we're sipping on some fine Cab Franc here in the studio right now, which will certainly lubricate the day here. And we're going to be talking about what women may or may not already know about perimenopause, the absurdity and range of treatments that may help with perimenopause symptoms, impacts on relationships, and how midlife women experience the world, and of course, how wine fits into all this. That's the most important thing, right, Lori?
Wine fits into everything.
All right, what a theme. All right, Martha and Lori, thanks for coming into the studio.
Oh, we're so happy to be here.
Yeah,
all right. So listen, folks, you can call in or text with questions. You know, you may want to text with questions to, to protect your anonymity here. But the number is 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So Martha.
Yes.
You have an extensive background in the media. I think you live on the, I know you like your anonymity, so I'll say you live on the East Coast.
It's okay.
Okay. Can you share some of your history and why and how you transitioned to podcasting?
And Lori and I were just talking about it while we were listening to you earlier. I was on the radio in a station much like this in Vermont in the early 90s. I had always wanted to be a DJ. I used to watch WKRP in Cincinnati, and I wanted to grow up and be Venus Flytrap. And so I entered radio at a time when it was changing, and a lot of stations were being bought up, and things were not the same. And so I had to leave radio sooner than I wanted to. And I always had a voice acting side gig, but had different jobs over the years. The podcasting thing happened because I was doing these voice notes for my friends about these absurd things I was learning about perimenopause as we were all aging into it. And after I cobbled them all together, I realized that these were podcast episodes, and people started joking about it being my podcast. So we created a podcast out of it.
That's great. Well, and by the way, when I listened to your podcast, I've listened to some of your podcasts, but I also heard you on Lori's podcast. Yes. You sound like Megyn Kelly.
Oh, I do?
I think you do.
Oh, wow.
You have very similar tenor to your voice.
Oh, well, that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, so anyway. And Lori, you know, you've been on PWM before. You and your husband, Michael, are local winemakers, Dracena Wines.
Yes.
Corner of Pine and 13th.
Yes.
And so please share your high-level background and how you got into wine and podcasting.
So I went to school. I have an undergrad and two master's degrees in biology. And when I met my husband, who is a food chemist, after a few years of drinking quite a bit of wine, we kind of decided we could do this. And so we did it for fun to start off with, and it won some amateur awards. And we decided to start the winery in 2013, and we really haven't looked back since then. And the podcast came about because I am way too hyper to do one thing at a time. And so I started writing a blog because somebody told me that that was good for SEO on the website. And so I had to first learn what the heck a blog was. And I started doing that. It won some awards. And then what's the next thing to do? Start a podcast.
So you're just a damn overachiever, huh?
I'm just hyper.
All right. And how did you two connect?
We actually were in a podcast group together on Facebook, and Lori was looking for a co-host, and she wanted someone she could banter with, and she wanted to make it comedic. And I threw my hat in the ring, and then we had a couple conversations and hit it off.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start on discussing perimenopause, and this is going to be our disclaimer.
Okay.
Okay. Warning: we're not doctors.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
We only play them on the radio. So please do not mistake statements made as medical advice.
Thank you very much. But again, we
do a pretty heavy duty job of researching. So whatever we're telling you, we've researched pretty carefully.
100% and lived it.
Speak for yourself.
Have you lived it?
I got the other side of the coin.
Well, yeah, we can talk about that.
Well,
I think that's under discussed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So how did this become the focus of your attention? It'll be your primary podcast, Martha.
You know, I I think I thought I knew a lot. So like Lori, I was into biology, I was into health, I was into nutrition, I was into all of these things, and I felt like I knew a lot about our bodies and knew what I was expecting, and realized as I started to go through it that I had no idea. And then I realized I wasn't the only one. And so I thought menopause was something you got old, your ability to have babies ended, and then you'd have hot flashes and weight gain and maybe insomnia, you know,
mm-hmm.
painful intercourse, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That was what I knew about it. And I thought it happened about 50 years old. I had no idea that I'd been going through it for almost a decade at the point that the symptoms finally caught my attention and I realized they were related.
So really, I mean, when we refer to menopausal women, that's the end of the cycle,
well, yeah.
basically, right? It's so perimenopause is when you're really experiencing all these symptoms that we're going to talk about here in a second.
Yes, and so it can go on for up to 10 years. The average in the U.S. is a woman is postmenopausal at 52. That's average. Of course, some are older, some are younger, and they can have been experiencing symptoms for up to 10 years prior to that. So that means women in their early 40s are going through these changes, and that is perimenopause.
Okay, so what is it exactly? What's the internal chemical things that are going on?
So as you're in perimenopause, you're going, it's basically like reverse puberty. So in puberty, all of these hormones come into play and you start to experience them and they cause changes in your body. And then as you're approaching menopause, they start to dissipate. The levels of them, estrogen, progesterone, others drop significantly, estrogen being the most notable. And once your ovaries completely shut down and the estrogen is nearly gone, then you become postmenopausal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that date is 365 days after the first day of your final period. Hmm. So you don't know until after it's happened, until you get to that 365th day and you say, oh my gosh, that was my menopause. Now I'm postmenopausal.
Do you really write that down is the question?
Well, I had a party. I put it on my calendar.
Okay.
because once I was aware of it, I recognized how many things I'd been through mm-hmm. that were connected and no one had warned me about. And I was excited to know and also excited to be in a steadier state.
Okay. So basically it's you know, you're losing your estrogen, basically.
Mostly, yes.
And it causes these various different symptoms. And what are the common symptoms that people, women, maybe men too, experience?
Well, the list is very long, and I've seen symptom lists ranging from 40 symptoms to 300 and something symptoms.
Wow.
I think things get lumped in together, but the most common are, of course, the hot flashes, which everyone knows about. Insomnia, trouble staying asleep, weight gain, all sorts of skin issues, all sorts of hearing issues, brain fog, general dryness, because estrogen is a water attracting molecule. And so a lot of the things that keep us looking young are because of moisture, and then that kind of drops.
I thought it was wine that kept you
looking
young. Well,
thank goodness for wine, right? Although, I think as we discussed before the show, wine is a coping mechanism, but a lot of people have trouble with alcohol. That's
yes.
another symptom of mm-hmm. their menopausal period.
We get a lot of people who come in and say, oh, you know, I just no longer can drink this wine because I start breaking out and I start having the hot flashes from it and they've never had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a link.
Is it all alcohol basically, or is it just wine, or is it, I mean?
So I've heard both. We were planning something recently and I was talking to the organizers and one of the women revealed that she's developed basically an allergy to wine during this period. She didn't say
really?
Menopause, but I could tell because of our ages.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says she can still drink tequila.
That's interesting.
Yes, but not wine. Probably the histamine reaction, and there's different things
yes.
in the wine that can have an
maybe,
impact.
Maybe this is one of the reasons why there's been such a drop-off in the wine sales, right, Lori?
Well, you know, the drop in the wine sales, a lot of that has to do with, as just general male and female, as they age, they are on so many different medications, and every medication, you know, well, not every medication, but many medications are like, do not combine with alcohol.
It hasn't slowed me down.
Yeah, you just ignore those things.
Some
you know?
People are less compliant than others.
Yes. Well, that yes. is that would I'd qualify that category.
Yeah, so. But I do think you know people start to age out of drinking because of the medications that they are on, or just the actual health things that they are experiencing. They're told, you know, don't drink, don't do this, don't do that.
So are there any treatments, Martha, for this? Or I mean, I guess probably it's more they're more palliatives than their treatments, right?
Yeah. I mean, there are, of course, there is something called, now they call it menopausal hormonal therapy, but they used to call it hormone replacement therapy, mm-hmm. where they try to provide estrogen and progesterone and some testosterone to kind of get you to a level where your symptoms are not as mm-hmm. distressing.
Mm-hmm.
A number of people use different herbs for similar effects. And then many women have had success with just really focusing on their health, cutting back on their drinking, improving their diets, and making sure they're exercising and active. So, yeah, general health improvements can help.
Has anybody done any research to see if these GLP-1s help?
You know, I don't know if there's been research on
that. We should ask AI during a break.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, that would be an interesting thing. So, because it seems like that's becoming a cure-all for everything.
Yes, I mean, I will refrain, since I'm not a doctor, refrain from my opinions about the GLP-1.
Yeah, well, I understand. So when it comes to hormone replacement therapy, before the current administration, there was something called, a black box warning on it. What is a black box warning exactly?
So the black box warning is used only in the worst situations.
This is for hormone replacement therapy we're talking about.
For warning about serious risks of cancer and death and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And that warning was attached to hormone replacement after, you know, a bad interpretation of some results from a study.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think they hit the morning shows before they hit anything else. And so the headlines scaring our grandmas and our moms were, take hormones, get cancer.
Mm.
And then once that was out of the bag and into the media and into the, I mean, a lot of husbands told their wives to stop taking it. A lot of, you know, people told their relatives to stop taking it because they were afraid. And then doctors also see the same things. And unless they're focused on endocrinology, they're not looking in deeply enough to see how accurate that interpretation mm-hmm. was. But recently, in the past 5 years especially, there's been a lot of attention to how badly it was interpreted, how badly it was announced, and how inaccurate the sample size was in the way they were using it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I mean, we're getting a lot of things here over the last few years that we were told we shouldn't be doing or should be doing that are now all being turned on their head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in so many different ways. So, what was I gonna? Any natural treatments that you've again, and you, you know, you talked to a lot of women about this, so that's why I'm at, but from a anecdotal perspective,
yes, absolutely.
What are you hearing works in that field?
I hear a lot about cutting out alcohol as we're sipping wine, and
I have some more, Lori, please?
As I haven't cut
there
out alcohol
never
myself.
A problem having more wine.
Yeah. A lot of women have found success with that, or limiting their alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's life. The most successful results are with lifestyle changes. So it is things like making sure that you get, and I'm going to sound like a hippie here, but I am a hippie, right? Getting morning sunlight so you can fix your circadian rhythms to help you with the sleeping. And then
that's
on the other end,
morning sunlight.
Because I guess if you're using your phone really late at night and you're using artificial light, it can kind of throw your circadian rhythms off.
Hmm.
And so if you can expose yourself to sunlight early enough in the morning, your body produces melatonin 14 hours later. So that's just something your body does. And so if you do that, you're improving your chances of your melatonin spiking when you're trying to go to sleep. For nighttime, magnesium helps women with sleep a lot. I know people talk about taking melatonin. That's kind of controversial and not necessarily consistently helpful, but there are different CBDs and things like that that people have found helpful for sleeping. I don't want to get into all the different CBD versions, but different things that are sleep specific. And hydration helps a lot because we have this loss of moisture, which is significant in every tissue. And so if you've gotten by with, you know, 32 ounces a day or less for most of your life, you're less likely to get away with that as you're aging. You need more hydration instead of less.
So that's interesting. Going back to the sunlight for a minute, has anybody done any research as it pertains to what vitamin D3 and K2, which is usually combined? Because I was listening to this guy, Gary Brecka, on Megan's podcast. And he said, if you do any one thing, vitamin D3 is the thing to be taken.
So I have we call her my quack menopause doctor. So I do have a doctor I see specifically for longevity and aging.
It's not that duck woman on your...
No, it's not. She's wonderful. She's not a quack, but my doctor, who will remain unnamed. And the first thing she did was put me on vitamin D and make sure I was taking vitamin D, high doses to get my my levels up, and then regularly. So, and vitamin D does make a huge difference.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just thought about that one. Okay, what was the next thing I was going to ask you? You know, so again, I looked up what, you know, in my business, in the insurance business, when we're trying to help people with finding the best company to go to based on their health issues for life insurance or long-term care insurance, we always look at comorbidities.
Yes.
And are there any comorbidities that go along with perimenopause that basically they're probably symptoms?
Yes.
They can present differently, right?
Yes. I'm so enthusiastic. Yes. Because, at least my experience growing up, I don't know about you, Lori, was just like kind of the inevitability of how you're going to get frail and you're going to stoop and you're going to break your hip. And then the stats show that if you break your hip, you're going to fail in the next 2 years.
All right. Well, I hear the bumper music. So we're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break because this is really important. Lori and Martha will be right back. Folks, stand by 2 minutes. We'll be back.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The number of demonstrators killed in Iran continues to climb. Fox's Trey Yings.
New reports indicate more than 3,000 Iranians have been killed amid anti-government demonstrations. The confirmed number is expected to rise significantly. Overnight, thousands of Iranians once again taking to the streets of major cities, including the capital of Tehran.
President Trump telling Iranian citizens help is on the way, but they did not offer details. Former President Bill Clinton defied a congressional subpoena to appear before a closed-door deposition about Jeffrey Epstein.
No one's accusing Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing. We just have questions.
And as Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, Democrats slam a Republican-controlled committee in their effort. They call it legally invalid. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Well, Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We almost missed that lead into the show. We're just doing, and by the way, I just got a text from a friend of mine or an email. I just flashed across my screen thanking us for taking on this topic. So you're very welcome.
Woohoo, Martha.
So yay. Well, and I think they're talking about wine, I think, is what they're really talking about. All right, so welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with the podcast team of Martha McBride, whose podcast is My Aloof Vagina, A Cheeky Guide to Perimenopause, that can be found on Apple iTunes, and Lori Budd, who's exploring the wine glass, which is also on Apple iTunes. Call in or text with questions, 805-238-5775, 238-KPRL. So let's go back to the comorbidity thing.
Yes. So we were talking about before the break that we thought it was inevitable. I thought it was inevitable. I don't know about you, Lori.
Yeah, was life.
That was aging.
Yep.
And so it turns out that appearance is completely related to osteoporosis and something called sarcopenia, which is the loss of muscle mass.
Yes.
And when you lose those hormones, your body starts to, it's very efficient, right? So it doesn't waste its energy creating things you don't use. So it's not just about calcium, it's also hormones that lead to osteoporosis. And that's why women break their hips, and their wrists, their ankles, and then end up on kind of a slow decline. And sometimes never recover. Breaking their hips also can lead to hastening dementia, which is related. So dementia, it's a very tenuous connection with the drop of estrogen because they haven't done the studies, really.
Right.
But it seems reasonable to connect it based on timing and then what they've seen with anecdotally with people who have estrogen replacement.
And that loss of muscle mass also ties into another problem with the water intake, because you need the water for, you know, to do what you were saying earlier. But as people start to get older, the other thing that happens is they start to worry about having accidents, having to go to the bathroom and being out and not doing it. So they actually are negative against themselves because they stop drinking water purposely, because they're worried about being out somewhere and not being able to get to the bathroom. So it's like the little tumbleweed snowball that just
cycle.
Gets bigger and bigger.
And then that leads to UTIs, which some stat, it was something insane, I won't pretend I remember, but it's something like 80% or more women who come into the ER for another cause get diagnosed with a UTI while they're there. And that also is linked with dementia.
Right. The big thing today, you know, that came out last week again is especially as we get older, we really need to up our protein levels.
100%.
And have you seen any research on that? I mean, because again, we're talking about all these things. I mean, there's, what is it? It's not necessarily a causal relationship. It's a different, but it's just, all these things are just part of the normal aging process. Your musculoskeletal stuff, your muscle mass and all those types of things. So, are you seeing any research in the area of this protein intake?
Yes. So it's by the way, it's men and women who have the same concerns with osteoporosis and the sarcopenia and need the protein. And as people age, they tend to eat less and they also tend to just wait. You're not old enough yet.
Their appetite
declines and they tend to eat less protein generally because they're going to eat snacky things that are appealing, and carbs are very, very appealing to us. And so everyone, as they are past 40, should be mindful of their protein. The challenge with the protein recommendations is so much of it is fueled by bodybuilding culture. And so you see this wide range of what people are saying is adequate. If the average person just makes sure that they have protein at every meal and they prioritize protein and have a bias toward protein, they should be able to get enough protein to maintain their health. But as you get older, you need more because your body doesn't synthesize it as well.
Yep. Well, I've become a big big fan of things like the whey protein stuff and really staying away from carbs as much as I possibly can. And also, what is the other stuff? Creatine?
Oh, yeah.
Creatine. I because it's supposed to be good for your brain health and,
yes.
And all the stuff to get higher protein into me and exercise. I mean,
yes.
It's really, and the muscle mass, you know, hurt. High intensity resistance training.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
HIIT training.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had some a couple of guests on a couple of times talking about that, especially for older people.
Absolutely, because it also makes it time efficient for them, and mm-hmm. So they're more likely to do it if they can be doing both cardio mm-hmm. and resistance training yeah. at the same time.
Well, right. So clearly we've established the fact that getting old isn't for sissies.
Yes, my grandmother used to say that's like a famous quote of hers too.
So the question is, you want let's circle to the male equivalent
yes.
to perimenopause, which yes. is basically a loss of testosterone, right?
Yes. So as the testosterone declines, by the way, in both women and men, women have a lot of testosterone; they just don't have as much as men. It has an impact on that muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
It has an impact on your ability to regulate blood sugar. And so a lot of times the reason that people are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in their older years is partly, especially men, because of that drop in testosterone. And now there are people who have coined the term andropause for a kind of an equivalent experience for men as their testosterone drops, which is different than what we're doing. And there was for a short time, what do they call it instead?
Menopause.
Yeah. I think that just didn't catch on because it seems too yeah. much like what we're doing.
But, you know, it's been around for a long time because, you know, if you watch TV, you know, everything on TV is true, you know.
Right.
But one of my favorite shows is Coach.
Mm-hmm.
With Craig T. Nelson, and he went through menopause on it, and they had him like wearing ice shorts and all of that. So how old is Coach? And
yes.
So they've been talking about this menopause or andropause for quite some time.
I mean, I know that testosterone replacement for men is also a big kind of niche business, like mm-hmm. lots of money
yes.
is being made. But I think they try to appeal to the more trying to retain your youth.
Right.
Rather than the actual day-to-day lifestyle impact.
Yeah. Well, and again, the big problem with testosterone replacement for men is that it impacts your prostate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which creates other issues.
Exactly.
So it's a whole balancing act.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and one of the easiest ways to boost your testosterone as a woman or as a man is by lifting weights.
Right. But exercise.
Yeah. So the exercise can also improve your biochemistry instead of having to have endogenous, or that's the endogenous instead of right. the.
Yeah. Sorry. And just, and like.
I love it when you talk dirty.
I know. In the middle of saying it, I've had this wine, and I think it's endogenous is internal. So exogenous is what you take in. But anyway.
But that is also another problem, speaking from being a personal trainer.
Yeah.
That's another problem is. You know, when I would train women in general, the comment was, well, I don't want to be big and bulky. And it took a lot to, you know, for them to comprehend, you're not going to be big and bulky. Mm-hmm. You're just lifting weights, and females are going to muscularize differently, naturally, than men
right.
are going to. But there's so much, and you did talk about it in one of the episodes of your podcast about how it's just all of these commercials that are trying to get your money,
exactly.
basically, is throwing false information into people's heads, and then they're not able to, you know, do something that's good for themselves because they're getting all of this fake information out there.
Yeah.
When I started recording the mini episodes for my friends, that's 5 years ago now. And in this past 5 years, when I was doing that, there weren't very many resources. In the past 5 years, there's been the menopause gold rush, where companies realize that we've got money to spend, and we're scared, and we're looking to get relief. And so It is. I feel like we're targeted. I'm Facebook targeted. If I open up Facebook, they know how old I am, and they want me to be worried about my menopause belly and my this and my that, and my wrinkles and my hair, and it bothers me because I know that people are busy and many of us are still working. So it's not like we're retired and have a lot of time.
Right.
So I know why we're susceptible to a pill that might fix it or a product that might fix it, but it seems very cynical.
All right. So let's talk about, because I know we have a lot of men listening in their, in their cars or their trucks or their offices, whatever it is.
Veering off the road right now.
Well, and again, I mean, I think it cuts both ways. So how does menopause, perimenopause, manopause, how does this impact relationships?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, now again, I'm not a therapist, but I will say that it's a real thing for both, by the way. Mm-hmm. The andropause is real, the menopause is real. And it can be really tough if you've been with someone a while, especially to maintain that empathy and patience, because it can just seem like rudeness. It can just seem like bad behavior because this is someone you've known for so long and now they're acting like a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And right?
And it cuts both ways.
It does, both sides. I mean, I just, listen, my friends are married to men who are going to be going through this because we're all the same age, and the things that are coming from their side are not pretty either.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge, I think, is there's a combination of, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but they say emotional lability, like labile, fluctuating emotions.
Yes, labile.
Yeah, I'm not. I've only read it. So emotionally labile, that's a true symptom. And so imagine being in partnership with someone whose emotions are all over the place. I mean, I know you don't have to imagine, but so you're in that partnership.
I lived through
right,
this.
Exactly. You're in that partnership and suddenly your partner is just seems nuts, or they're angry for reasons they haven't been before. They're flying off the handle, or they're crying all the time, or they're irritable. And it can be both from this stage of life, and it can also be from maybe hitting the point where they don't want to tolerate something anymore, or when they've lost their patience with compensating, right? Because they're also maybe going through facing their mortality, facing their, you know, retiring, leaving their jobs, empty nest, all of these things. And so on both sides, it's like you suddenly look across the table at your partner and you're like, you know what? I'm sick of planning dinner every night. You plan it, right? Or I'm tired of you leaving your socks on the floor when it was a minor inconvenience before, but now it's not about the socks,
mm-hmm.
right? It's about kind of looking at the rest of your life and thinking, okay, I'm this much closer to death, and is this what I want to be doing? And is this okay? And maybe I've stuffed it down and I haven't expressed myself for the past 25 years, but now I don't have a filter anymore, so I'm just going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really throws a lot of marriages and long-term partnerships like off a cliff,
mm-hmm.
because it's happening to both of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many changes to your life when you get to a certain age, right? Like you were saying, you know, when you're young, you've got your whole life in front of you, and then you get to a point that you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to retire soon. What am I going to do after I retire? Or, oh my gosh, I am going to have this situation because I'm at this age. What am I going to do in that? And but you're both going through it at the same time. And it's like budding, you know.
I will share, and I'm not embarrassed to share this because it'll get a laugh, I think. But it's less than a decade ago that I suddenly realized that I was never going to be a Rockette.
I love you,
Martha. You're tall enough to be a Rockette.
Yeah, I just always assumed I was going to be a Rockette. And we were watching the Thanksgiving parade, and there was just this moment of clarity. And I think I was 48. And I thought, how did that not occur to me? But, you know, like, we all have to kind of abandon some of those dreams.
Yeah. I realized I was not going to be an Olympic swimmer when I was 24.
Well, still.
I was a bit ahead of you.
Right. Yes.
Well, this is a whole other show we could do. Yeah.
I'm just saying that, you know, there are dreams lost when you start to face it. And losing your ability to reproduce in this culture and becoming a menopausal woman, is a shift into a whole new stage, which can be amazing, but it's also a lot of loss.
So it's physical and psychic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I want to switch gears a little bit here. And because what you're talking about here is it kind of ties back to our first guest, Carol Golden.
Yes.
And I want people to go to your podcast website. But I noticed you took a break around 2023, May of 2023.
Yes.
Because you experienced a caregiving event with, I'm guessing, a family member.
Yes. Yes.
I do a lot of long-term care insurance, you know, so we always talk about it's the impact of long-term care on the caregivers.
Yes.
Sometimes the person who's getting the care doesn't know who they are anymore or what they're, you know, they're gonzo.
Yeah.
But it takes people out of their work. It costs them money because they can't work. It costs employers because they lose a good employee, whatever it is. So share what you think is pertinent here from your experience.
Yeah. So I had been self-employed for years at that point through the pandemic. And previously, but at the time I was self-employed. And so when our family experienced it, it was a fall and a broken hip to start. We realized after there had been a previous fall with a broken neck, right? They has kind of, when you have a collection of elderly people, it's just event after event after event. And so I was the one who could take my computer and go help long distance. And anyway, I had to turn down some client work, right? And eventually my podcast had to go by the wayside. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I have brothers, and so we now have taken turns. But it was very challenging financially and also challenging. It's hard to care for your parents when they don't think they're there yet,
mm-hmm.
right? When they're
right.
still... like us.
Taking away the keys.
Yes, and really, really challenging.
Yeah.
And... so it took a toll. Took a toll on everything. And it took me a lot of time to get back and to get back financially, right? Because I'm supposed to be in my highest earning years pre-retirement. And suddenly I had, you know, the pandemic and then a couple years under earning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened with that.
Yeah. So again, we got a couple minutes before the break.
Yeah.
Then we're going to turn to wine.
Yes.
Well, we've already turned to wine. But the question I have is, so you're going to start doing podcasts again, I'm hoping?
I have an episode that's going to go up. It was going to go up today, but I'm a perfectionist.
Okay. Well, yeah, I got that with working with you. And that's okay. I am too, as you can tell.
Yes.
Tell us, you're on Apple iTunes. Again, it's My Aloof Vagina, A Cheeky Guide to Perimenopause, Martha McBride.
Yes.
Tell us, you know, what of the episodes you have up, which are quite a few, which ones do you think people should tune into? Which are your favorites? Which are the most pertinent to what we've talked about?
Can I first let Lori tell you her favorite?
Yes. What is your favorite? What's Lori's favorite?
My favorite is when Martha is traveling to Africa.
So an incontinence episode.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
An incontinence episode. And I literally almost crashed my car when I was listening to her talking.
Which one
about
was
what
this?
She did.
I'm looking at it online. Which one is it? Was it an early one?
I don't remember.
I mean, I'm sure if I mentioned any of these titles, Kevin would probably
mention the titles.
No, we can't mention the titles.
No, I think it was after that flooding one. It was after the flooding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, you should go, if this is a topic that's of interest to you, you should go to iTunes, podcast, Martha McBride, My Aloof Vagina. I got another minute maybe, so or less. A couple of topics. These are bonus topics. You didn't see my latest version of the outline.
No.
two stories popped up.
Okay.
Hailey Berry is all over Gavin Newsom's tuchus.
Yeah.
Because he vetoed a bill that would require doctors to be trained specifically for menopause because apparently she was misdiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
He's vetoed these bills. And of course, he's trying to appeal to every demographic. So he's fumfering around. I mean, do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that doctors are trained properly in this area?
I don't think they're trained properly, but I think it'd be more useful to train the public that their gynecologist is not the right doctor for this.
Mm-hmm.
That you're better off with an endocrinologist or a menopause specialist.
Okay. All right.
Which was another excellent episode of hers talking about that.
Well, we got the bumper music here, but we'll be back on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about a couple more items, and then we're going to go to wine.
Oh.
All right,
oh, yay.
Folks, so stand by.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages finishing lower as investors digested a milder inflation reading for December, while J.P. Morgan kicked off fourth quarter earnings season with a rocky quarter. Geopolitical tensions also weighed on markets. Financials and tech were the worst performers, while energy gained. The Magnificent Seven big tech stocks were lower, led by Meta and Amazon. However, shares of Google parent Alphabet rose 1% for another record high. Shares of J.P. Morgan Chase fell over 4%. The country's biggest bank said that its profit fell 7% in the fourth quarter, weighed down by a charge from its deal to take over the Apple credit card program. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Boeing, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Visa. The Dow lower by 398 points. The Nasdaq down 24. S&P 500 down 14. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles, refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616 or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Welcome back to Protecting What Matters. We're visiting with the podcast team of Martha McBride, My Aloof Vagina, A Cheeky Guide to Perimenopause, and Lori Budd, Exploring the Wine Glass. You can still call in or text with questions, 805-2385-775-238-KPRL. The other thing I want to mention here is next week, the first segment, you may have me alone next week or the first segment, which could be a dangerous thing. I'm definitely going to have drinking wine doing the show definitely helps my demeanor. But from the 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock hour, I have election law attorney Chuck Bell coming on to talk about voter integrity and all the things he's been involved with for over the years. So he's a local. He's a great guy. And I'm looking forward to having that him on. So the other thing, and again, I was talking about the bonus topics. We talked about one bonus. Oh, you have something you want to...
I was going to say with the Halle Berry thing is...
Oh, yeah.
Nothing against her, but she is part of that. There is a group of famous people, celebrities, mm-hmm. who now are on that menopause bandwagon as well, which is helpful because it brings attention.
Right.
They all have products to sell.
Yeah.
But also, they're not experts either. And so, I don't know anything about this bill because I don't live in California. But the idea that you would blanket enforce training like that for doctors just seems ill-advised.
Yeah. Thanks for calling Protecting What Matters. What's your question?
Well, I have a wanted to know if the two ladies on the phone had ever heard of doing the soaking your feet in hydrogen peroxide with warm water before you go to bed to make you sleep better.
I haven't heard about that.
We'll have to look that up.
I started it 5 days ago, and I was taking Ativan and melatonin at night to try and sleep through the night, which kind of worked. But 3% hydrogen peroxide, a half a cup of it in lukewarm water, and soak your feet for like 10 minutes.
Well, thanks for that.
After a week, I sleep through the night.
Thanks for that tip.
My feet paws all nice and soft.
You now play a doctor on the radio. Thanks for that tip.
That is awesome. We'll have to look that up.
All right. The other thing that I wanted to point out, apparently there's something going on. Punk rockers are doing some sort of show. It was in the New York Times. Believe it or not, I do read that from time to time. Punk rockers in Britain, they're doing a show about menopausal women. So menopause is all in the culture and politics now. So maybe that's good, maybe that's not so good.
I was just going to say, there's been an off-Broadway play for years.
Menopause the Musical. You can see it in Vegas, too.
Well, so let me shift to Lori here real quickly, because I want to get her take on some of this stuff here and her podcast. I found Martha because I was listening to Lori's podcast, and you guys team up on your one-star winery reviews.
Absolutely.
Which are absolutely hilarious. You are the snarkiest, cattiest women I have ever heard. Tell us, how did you come up with that idea? And then I'll ask you a couple more questions.
So, in complete, honesty, there is a podcast combo who are two comedians. They have three podcasts. Their names are Jane Petragallo and Jimmy Weissman, and they do small town murders. They do crime and sports, which is how I found them. And then they started Your Stupid Opinions. And I listened to this podcast, and it is hysterical about what people leave reviews. And so I decided that this would be very funny if we started talking about wineries and the people who leave one-star reviews when they're drinking wine and what could be wrong when you're drinking wine. And so I did one episode by myself, and it was like talking into a void. Mm-hmm. I just was like, no, this needs another person. And so in the podcast Facebook group, I said, I have an idea for a podcast. I didn't really want to say what it was, but I'm looking for somebody who I can, like Martha said earlier, banter with. But you have to be willing to make fun of people, because not everybody is willing to do that. And I got like 5 or 6 people who were interested in it, and I Zoomed with each of them. And Martha she stood out. Like, we just clicked, and we just have a blast of it. So basically every month I pick a region, I take Google reviews or Yelp reviews, and they're the one-star reviews. And then Martha has no clue what I'm going to say, and I just read the reviews for her, and it's just our conversation of it. And we are snarky, because like 99% of the reviews, these people are leaving one stars for a winery. Like, it was raining.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, these people that theoretically they're going out to have a good time, but their expectations are out. What their expectations are of what to get. I don't understand that whole thing. And so what are you guys planning to do? We got about another minute. So do you have any future collaborations that you're planning to do? You want to preview for us?
I don't know, but I'm
and
sure
do any of them include me?
Oh, we could do that. We could definitely do that. Yeah, I don't know. But what's interesting is this is the first time Martha and I actually have met in person.
Really?
Yeah. So we've only been Zoom buddies before this. But, we met over at the Ava last night, and it was just as if
being friends forever.
Friends forever.
What's really telling me, so I mean, I've only been doing the radio show for like 3.5 years, but what I see, you guys, girls have groups that they get to get podcast groups. Guys, well, you just figure out how to do it, you know? It's a whole different thing. Well, thank you both for being here, and we'll do this again, even though you may have to be at your home on the East Coast. We could have you call in.
Oh, that
and
works.
This is a great topic, and we should keep up the conversation. Folks, I'll be back next. Thank you for being here. Folks, I'll be back next week. God willing, God willing, and the river don't rise, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com. Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.